We celebrate again in this rite, since we celebrated at the original time, on the last Sunday of October, the feast of Christ, the King of the Universe, and in this rite it was postponed, thinking that perhaps having it on the last Sunday of the year would be more appropriate. So it is for us a rerun, in a sense. We have already celebrated the feast of Christ the King. But the fact is that no matter when we celebrate it, we should, and we do, celebrate Christ, our King, every single day, especially in the Most Holy Sacrament and the Most Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, because He is the King. As we have seen in the readings from today, He created everything. He is God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, He created everything that is. There's nothing that is that was not created by Him, along, of course, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. For everything they do together, always, except the Incarnation, which they do together in the power, but only the Son becomes man through the agreement of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception. And thus she is, no matter what anybody else says, she is the mediatrix of all graces and the co-redemptrix of all mankind with Jesus Christ. So today, it's a very wonderful, very glorious day that we celebrate the fact that Jesus is our King. And of course, we are not familiar too much with King and kingdom and so forth. That has been 250 years almost since that in this country has ceased to exist. But yet Americans are totally enamored of the royal family of England, though they're probably the worst royal family in the world. And so we always are looking to see what Queen Elizabeth or King Charles or King Tut is doing. And that makes no difference to us, really, because we are here in this country. Now, Christ is King over everything of the whole universe. And so His rule does not depend on the will of men, on the vote of men, or anything of the sort. He is the one that creates all of us, and it is His authority that is over us. And so we celebrate Him today. He, who has, in His great love for us, become man, which was the umpteenth act of humility on the part of God, in order to be like us and to be close to us, and also, most importantly, in order to die for us on the cross in all the sufferings of the Passion, we look to Him in that guise as well. For He is on the cross our King and on the cross our Redeemer. So, with the good thief, St. Dismas, we pray to him, "Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." Unlike his brother, St. Gesmas, who was not saved, who was condemned to hell for his lack of faith. And he jeered at Jesus like the Jews and the centurions and so forth did, because they did not believe. And so today we look to Jesus and we say to him, "Save me when you enter into your kingdom." And he hopefully will say to you and to me, "Amen, I say to you, this day you shall be with me in paradise." And that is what this feast is all about. It is a redemption of all mankind, which takes place through the second person of the Trinity and the Blessed Mother, the co-redemptrix of all mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.